Well, sir, it's late afternoon at the end of the small house, halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Cook, his son, Mr. Rush Cook, and Steve's amiable Uncle Fletcher. The gentlemen have just this moment arrived, and they're removing hats and overcoats.
Just Sadie's not home. Probably upstairs or down cellar. The back door was unlocked. Mom very seldom even goes across the alley to Miss Harris's without locking the back door.
Fine. Likely she's off Christmas shopping.
Yes? You, Mom?
Hi, Johnny. What's your home?
I'll be right down.
Take everybody's hats and coats in the hallway, why don't you, George?
Okay. You're going to be getting the cards out of the library table drawer.
I'm only going to play a couple hands or so, Vic. Sit down long enough to take the chill out of a bowl.
Anything you say.
I better let Sadie know I'm not staying for supper. Otherwise, she might...
You're here too, Uncle Fletcher.
Greetings, Dr. Pete.
I shouldn't stay for supper, even if I was invited. My landlady must call us fixing special turnip greens this evening. No, I'll play a hand or two around and step on home.
You're here too, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Sadie. These scallywags told me you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
Did they?
Yeah.
I suggest we deal everybody 10 cards just like you're doing 2 hands on me. That way the game lasts longer and there's more chance.
What the idea telling me your mother was off downtown Christmas shopping, right?
Oh, I never told you that.
It takes boys, right? Enjoy it, George.
Don't bother there for a minute, Vic.
What?
I say don't bother fixing up your rummies there for a minute. I've got something to show you.
Something to show me?
Yes. You too, Willie. Go out in the dining room.
What for?
You'll see. We're going out in the dining room a little bit, Uncle Fletcher. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
I'm not staying for supper, Sadie.
You're welcome to.
Mighty nice of you to insist, but like I just got to tell him what's his name, I promised Miss Keller I'd come home and eat turnip greens. She's fixing special.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the way it was, I bumped into Vic just now coming from the office. And Rush comes and happens to make it lot. I said, why didn't I stop in a while and get warm, play a hand or two of Robbie? I decided fine.
Uh-huh.
Thought I better get understood right away, though. I wasn't going to stay for supper.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rush told me you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
I never told you anything such a
thing. Yeah. I understand, boys. Enjoy, so.
Come out in the dining room, you two fellas. I'm sure Uncle Fletcher will excuse you for a minute or so.
You in the dining room.
Come along.
That to you, Charlie.
Huh?
It's a shame. Company has to be present to see this.
See what?
I'd realized I had 2 little babies in the house instead of 2 great big men. I'd have bought myself a padlock.
Well, I got no idea what you're talking about, kiddo.
I wouldn't blab.
Where's everybody going?
They'll be right there. Will you open the bottom of the paper drawer, please?
Sure.
It happened once before, a long time ago. I thought then I'd made everything clear. Looks like I didn't.
Are you referring to the...
I asked you to open the bottom of the paper drawer. Just going to stand there?
Oh, yes, civilized question.
Open the bottom buffet drawer.
I'm not staying for supper, you know, Sadie.
Just sit down and be comfortable a minute, Uncle Fletcher.
I made a settlement with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home to eat special courtesy. He mentioned at the dinner table that it smells good.
Don't be sure, George.
Well, my first baseman's glove. I would have bet $40 I'd carelessly left that first baseman's glove in the Catman's vacant lot last summer. I would have bet $50.
Do either one of you fellas remember how I cried and wept and yelled when I discovered you'd used this bottom of the drawer to keep your trash in before?
Oh, about those overshoes, Sadie. I plead complete innocence. It's a mystery to me how they...
You feel complete innocence about this?
Oh,
Yes, it is. It's the rotten, old, dirty, rusty, rotten horseshoe you brought home from Iceman Supper's basement.
Well, that's the horseshoe I contended with. I won 6 games in a row with it and made 7 ringers in succession. Let's see, wasn't it early last September
what
that I got...
What are you doing in the bottom drawer of my buffet?
Darned if I know. Rush, have you been taking liberties with my personal possessions and secreting them in your...
I have not.
What's
everybody
doing in the dining room?
I don't open this bottom buffet drawer ever. It's where I keep my knife, my best washrags and doilies and tablecloths and napkins. And you fellas knew. You just couldn't have forgot that other time when this happened.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
It's by accident. I opened the drawer this afternoon. Needed a place to put that little handkerchief Dottie Green Fever sent me. Open the drawer and like to see it. Rush, how about that ice cream?
I've been looking at that ice cream with considerable interest. It's not my ice cream.
It's not your ice cream.
is not my own personal ice skate, no. I mean by that I never purchased the ice skate. As a matter of strict downright fact, I found that ice skate laying in the middle of Tennessee way last summer. I remember saying to myself at the time, it certainly was a peculiar season to come across an ice skate with the thermometer at 90 degrees.
Did you put the ice skate in the drawer there?
I'm just trying to recollect if I did or not.
You'll notice it's sticking into the fancy table runner Miss Dembottom bought in Chicago and gave me for my birthday, and I considered it too nice for you.
Well, I'm racking my brains, but I can't seem to recollect placing that particular ice skate in that particular bottom buffet drawer.
Telephone's
ringing.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
No, it's probably ice cream.
It's probably Bluetooth John.
I'll get it.
You tell us stay right here.
What's everybody going in the dining room?
I'm sorry you had to be a witness to this, Uncle Fletcher.
Why? What's the idea of hiding ice cream on top of your mother's table, Scott?
I don't even recall doing it.
Lucky story.
As far as that goes, what's the idea of piling horseshoes on my table, Scott?
Are you all of a sudden the district attorney, the judge, and a stern old man? I'm not responsible to you for my actions, my friend.
Sadie, Vex?
What?
Sadie, Vex stole something, is she?
Yeah.
Fine. Well, you take ladies relative, Vex.
Remember Phil Wisher there in Sterling? Wore cap, socks, shirt, necktie, underwear, pants, coat, and vest, all made out of the same material?
No.
Waiter died?
No.
Bill Wisher married a woman, and that woman got vexed on her wedding day and stayed vexed for 27 years. Bill never made a man on purpose at all. All he done was say, who's that funny-looking couple of a whisker? It happened he was referring to his wife's father. Wife got vexed and stayed vexed. Never a day passed what he didn't jump on the breakfast table and say, I suppose you're wondering who that funny-looking chap with the whiskers is.
What's so terrible funny?
Uncle Fetcher just told an amusing anecdote. Here's the bargain.
Uncle Fetcher had to be a witness.
Yes. So Phil Wisher's wife got breakfast. Stay breakfast.
Who was it on the phone, please?
Miss Trouble.
Nobody for me.
I said it was Miss Trouble. No, I never opened this bottom buffet drawer myself. I feel like it sometimes, but I hesitate. See, everything is arranged so carefully. Every wash rag, table runner, napkin, and doily is folded and patted down to perfection. I don't like to dig around and take chances on disarranging stuff I've labored over.
If I may murmur one little word in my own defense,
you tell us, though. Ice skates, overshoes, old newspapers, baseball mitts, and screwdrivers. These easy slippers are your property, aren't they, Rush?
I can explain exactly how they happen to be there.
Can you? Tell us. I ought to be interested.
Well, sir, one evening some weeks ago, I was studying algebra in my pajamas. The doorbell rang, and it was Mr. and Ms. Heddle stopping past for a few minutes on their way home from the picture show. Rush, you said, run upstairs and put on your clothes. I run upstairs and put on my clothes.
Kind
and
of a long, dull, tiresome story, don't you think, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg pardon, sir.
Don't you think it's kind of a long, tiresome story Rush is telling?
Yes, it is. Reminds me of Sid Peepers there in Belvedere.
Is Sid Peepers there in Belvedere pile dirty old junk on top of his mother's loveliest linen thing?
Yeah. Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
Oh,
it's hardly any time for you to smirk and snort and titter, Rush.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old is she?
Are you either?
Sadie?
Yes.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old was Sid?
26. Sid Peepers was 26 years old when he got married. Started taking violin lessons. Took violin lessons every Sunday afternoon up until the time he was 57. And at the end of that time, wasn't able to play a single tune.
What was the matter?
Fine.
Why couldn't he play a single tune after all them lessons?
He played scale. He liked scales, so he played scales. Asked Sid to slosh out his fiddle and make off a selection, and he'd play his scale. Followed for an encore, he played another scale. He played scales as good as any violin player around. But they got monotonous after an evening.
Getting back to this buffet drawer.
Yes.
Is it going to happen again?
No.
You know what takes place. You come dashing in the house with your ice cubes and your overshoes and your baseball mitts and want to get them out of sight somewhere, but won't go to the trouble of lifting your little finger to find the suitable. This bottom buffet drawer is closed and handy.
You simply yank it over.
Telephone's ringing.
The telephone's ringing.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
Yeah, I'm positive it's like you.
I'm positive it's Blue Cruise. I'll get it.
Why don't you both go get it?
What?
Why don't you both go get it?
I have to go home for supper, you know, Sadie.
Sorry, you can't stay.
Miss Keller's preparing special turnip greens this evening. Chicken rice vexed, huh?
No, I'm the one that's vexed.
All right.
Just look at my bottom buffet drawer.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again.
Oh, sure.
It'll happen again.
Remember J.L. Dunsplot, Van Dixon?
No.
Was right-handed up till the time he was 29 and turned left-handed overnight?
No.
J.L. Dunsplot married a woman 53 years old.
How old is he?
37.
Well, neighbors, so ends today's visit at that small house halfway up the next block. That seems like something's always going on at the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. I'll be waiting there to open the door for you when you drop in on Bacon Bay the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.